Well, the House of Representatives has passed the Republican tax cut plan, which President Trump called one of the great Christmas gifts for the middle class. A Senate vote could come this evening. For more, we're joined by the former Republican governor of Minnesota, Tim Pawlenty. He's now CEO of Financial Services Roundtable, a lobbying group for the financial industry. Governor, welcome back. And are you surprised that Republicans appear to have the votes to pass this bill?
Actually, I'm not. I've been saying for some time that if you're a Republican and you've run around this country for the better part of a decade saying that if we ever get in control as a Republican Party, one of the things that we will for sure do is tax reform, and then they didn't do it, they would have egg on their face, to say the least. So I've been predicting for some time that, A, they would do it, that they would get it done in a timely fashion, and so this result is not surprising to me.
Will they have egg on their face, though, if, as some of the analysis suggests, this bill really benefits the wealthy a lot more than it does the middle class?
Well, the answer to that is maybe, but the big bet that the Republicans are making is that this bill will ignite the economy in ways that will grow not only the number of jobs, but will also elevate wages for the middle class. There's also some direct benefits for the middle class as well. But I think the bigger bet in the bill, the foundation, the cornerstone of the bill, is this bet that it will ignite the economy. If that does happen, then people may get more comfortable or supportive of the idea and its benefits. If it doesn't happen, Jeremy, I think there'll be heck to pay for the reasons your question suggests.
You don't sound like you're convinced that that will happen, though.
Well, I think there's a lot of other moving parts here that you got to think about. For example, there's been a recession every 7 years on average since World War II. The longest there's ever been between recessions since World War II is 9 years, and we're in year 8 of a recovery. So even if this bill or any other bill had some positive effects, if coincidentally we had a recession in the next 2 years, it could wash out some of what would have been the positive effects of a bill like this. And people could still be discouraged or mad. But in any event, even President Obama said you need to cut the corporate rates in America. You know, there's consensus around that on both sides of the aisle. I think there was just a difference around the level to which you would cut those rates. But even President Obama acknowledged that the American tax system needed to help make American businesses more competitive relative to the rest of the world. And so that was one of the key goals for this bill.
What about the impact on the debt? Are you concerned about all of this new debt? People are talking about over $1 trillion of new debt over 10 years that is going to be added to the already large U.S. debt.
I am concerned about that. It has to be balanced against some other things like the need for economic growth. We've had pretty anemic economic growth as measured by GDP. And so this bill hopefully will accelerate GDP growth in a way that will mitigate the impacts on the debt and the deficit. But I'm very worried about our debt or deficit. It doubled under President Bush. It's doubled under President Obama. And we're on a pace now to go from $20 trillion in debt up to maybe $30 trillion in debt by the time, you know, President Trump or his successor leaves office. So it is very concerning. And by the way, we only have about currently $3 trillion of revenues coming into the federal government. So that gives your listeners some sense of how deep the hole is. And those numbers I just cited for you don't even count all the debt. That's just the stuff that's directly on the book. So it's a big issue, needs to be tackled, but it's not going to be tackled just by one tax bill in one moment in time.
Well, do you expect Republicans will, in order to deal with the debt, start making cuts even to, you know, Medicare and Social Security in the next year? Is that what they're going to do, do you think?
No. I think the country is not ready for that discussion. Eventually, it will happen because not the cuts necessarily, but some reform around entitlement programs. If you look at how the federal government spends money, Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, and interest on the national debt is already over half the money spent. At the rate of which that's all growing, you know, it could be over the three-quarter line within a relatively short period of time. So the Republicans may tackle next some welfare reform, some eligibility around able-bodied people. But I don't think they're going to tackle anytime soon Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid.
What do you think about the unpopularity of this tax bill? A CNN poll out today found opposition to the bill has grown 10 points since November, with 55% now opposed to it.
Well, again, I don't think that's a big surprise when it's sold and presented as a corporate rate cut that also, you know, has a bulk of the benefits coming to either large businesses or in some cases wealthier individuals or entities. But again, I think the proof of the pudding is going to be whether it works, and works meaning does it ignite in a substantial way wage growth and job growth. But again, the notion that we could have continued the way it was to have America's corporations being taxed at the highest rate in the developed world and expect our companies to go out and compete in a global market wasn't realistic. And again, even President Obama and many Democrats recognize that. So it wasn't a debate about whether this should or shouldn't happen. It was a debate about how much.
How long do you think it's going to take to determine whether this works or not?
You know, I think it to have the effects of this take place beginning in 2018 and then roll through the economy to give it a fair chance, I think you'd have to give it a couple of years.
That's Tim Pawlenty, the former Republican governor of Minnesota, now the CEO of Financial Services Roundtable. Governor, thanks again.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.